We made major changes to our clearing fund methodology, moving from a so-called cover one, the ability for the default fund to cover the failure of the largest participant, to cover two. At the same time, because of the change in methodology and much more sophisticated stress testing models, we were able to return $3 billion to our clearing members and make sure that we continue to have the most robust margin models. Made a number of changes to our margin models over the period of the year and got all of that approved. The most important thing that happened at the end of the year and then into January, where there was final approval of the board, was the Renaissance Initiative, a multi-year initiative to completely replace our technology environment. So there are a few things there. First of all, the Encore system, which is very robust, resilient, and insensitive to volume, it can handle whatever the industry throws at it from a volume perspective, is very tightly integrated together. And we need the flexibility in order to process in a more efficient and modern way to have separate core processing, data infrastructure, and risk infrastructure. And so that's what we'll be replacing with the Renaissance project. It gives us the ability to manage risk much closer to real time. As you know, the futures industry has a well-developed after-hours trading environment, not so much in the options industry. We need to be able to promote those kind of things, as well as in 2018 we supported 168 new products. We'll have more new products from our exchanges, and new system will give us much more ability to do that on a timely basis. We've been in maintenance mode for 20 years. We need to get into development mode. We have a good partner with Cinnober NASDAQ. They're going to be helping us along with changing the way we develop software, and they're pretty sophisticated at it. That's the most important initiative that OCC has had in 20 years. That's top of mind. Now, the important thing to keep in mind about the SEC disapproval is all it's talking about is our ability to manage operational risk. It has nothing to do with the default management waterfall with either our margin system, our clearing funds, or our process of admitting new clearing members. So we now have about $290 million in capital. We have more than sufficient capital to meet the regulatory requirements and the guidelines that our board has published. What we do need to put in place is a replenishment plan. In the highly unlikely event that our capital is drawn down by some sort of an operational risk issue, we need a means to promptly replenish it. So we'll be working with the board and outside consultants to develop that plan, and then we'll have to take it through the SEC approval process. I think the fact that we are no longer going to be paying dividends, we're no longer going to be making refunds at the level that we were, really puts the industry on a more level playing field. We will need to figure out a way to be able to adjust our fees on a timely basis going forward, but that's something down the road a piece. I think there will be some benefit to actually not having the capital plan going forward. There'll be a better alignment of interests.